It's another cold day across the Northeast with high temperatures mainly in the 20s today. I know I mentioned this yesterday, but it's worth repeating today that our normal high temperatures range from the mid-30s across the north to around 40 in the capital region and in the mid-40s south of the Albany area. So temperatures are well below average once again this afternoon. We've had a few snow showers and even a period of light snow in some areas today. A vigorous upper-level disturbance is rolling through the northeast, so we'll have a few more snow showers between now and early evening. After that, the disturbance will push off to the east. Any snow showers will come to an end, and high pressure will build in from the west, so we'll see a clearing trend tonight. And it's going to be a cold night, really a night out of the middle of winter in late winter, as temperatures fall back into the single digits above and below zero. We will have some readings in the teens and 20s below zero across the North Country. That high pressure area will deliver a bright day tomorrow, so at least we'll see some sunshine, and the sunshine does feel nice this time of year. But it's not going to do much to help out our thermometer readings, as highs tomorrow will be mainly in the 20s. We might nudge the 30 degree mark south of the Albany area. On Friday, we'll see a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Temperatures will be a bit warmer, rising up into the 30s, and our focus on Friday into Saturday will be a storm to our south. It's actually going to track across Florida tomorrow and then off the Carolina coastline Friday into Friday night. At this point, the computer models are basically indicating that the storm will stay far enough south of us that it will not impact our area. However, it's certainly worth watching as we work through the next couple of days. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, any snow showers will end, clearing and very cold, low in the single digits and teens below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and continued cold, high 20 to 25. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, any snow showers or flurries will end, clearing and very cold, with lows in the single digits and teens below zero. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold, high 20 to 25. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, the chance of an evening snow shower or flurry, then clearing and very cold, with lows in the single digits. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 25 to 30. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, any evening snow showers will end, clearing and very cold, low 0 to 10 below 0. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and continued cold, high 20 to 25. Region-wide on Friday, a mix of sun and clouds, not as cold, with highs in the 30s. And on Saturday, variably cloudy with the chance of a passing rain or snow shower, with highs in the 30s to lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.